Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei. We will begin on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. As we've been learning the Mishnah and the Gemara, where the Mishnah listed kings and hajoitim who don't have a shiur in Olam Haba. Ask the Gemara, Mimonim, who's the one that compiled this list? Says the Gemara, Amar of Anshe Knesset Gedolim Monim. It was compiled by the Anshe Knesset Gedolim. Amar of Yehuda Merav Vikshu Oid Limnus Acha. They wanted to add one more. Who was the one more person they wanted to add? Shlomo HaMelech. Bas Demus Dukna Shel Aviv, the image of his father, David HaMelech, V'nishtach Alifneim, and begged them not to include him. V'lashgich Olav. And they ignored his request. But Eish Min HaShemayim, a fire came down from heaven, V'licha Eish B'Saf Saleim, and came close to the benches on which they were sitting, and still, they didn't pay attention to it. Yatsabaskva Amra Lahem, Chazisi Ish Mohar Bimalachdai, I've seen a person who's diligent in his work, Lefnei Melachim Yisyatseif, he's worthy of standing with the kings, by Yisyatse Lefnei Chashuchim, and not to be together with those who are kept in the dark. Explains the Gemara, what was the Baskal? The Baskal said, Mi shehigdim beis si lebeis soy. The person who built his, who built my home, who built the beis migdash before he built his own palace. V'loyayram furthermore, al shebeis ibana b'shev shonim, he spent 7 years on building the beis migdash. He worked fast, relatively. U'beis ibana b'shloys es v'shonim, and he didn't take that kind of attitude to his own palace. It took him 30 years. Lefnei 13 years. Lefnei Melachim Yisyatzev. He should be together with other. He should by Yisyatzev. He should be with other kings who acted properly. By Yisyatzev Lefnei Hashchuchim. But now with the kings that acted improperly, and still for Loish Gicholel, then Anshe Knesset Gedolim didn't pay attention. Yotz Baskel v'Amr. Then a Baskel came out. Is it for you to choose and not I? Hashem chooses who belongs where. So the Ben Yoyada obviously asked the obvious question. He says, they got the met. Well, first of all, he asks, how was Shlomo, what was the Havamina that Shlomo Melech should be included with the kings who were Rishon that don't have a share in Olam Haba? And furthermore, if they got the message, they got the message, why didn't they take it? So he says a very interesting pshat. He says it was never really their intent that he should be included in the kings that don't have a share in Olam Haba. Rather, what their thinking was, since, as we've learned, there were certain things that Shlomo Melech did that are hard to understand with the marrying of the, with his marriage to the Bas Paroi, etc. So what they did was that they said, you know what? Shlomo Melech is in a group of kings that don't have a share in Olam Haba. And they knew that there would be a reaction, min hashamayim, to object to that. And like that, everybody would become aware that he indeed was a tzaddik, and that was really the ultimate goal, that it should become publicized that he was a tzaddik and belongs in Olam Haba. Continues the Gemara. Darshu Rishum Asayi Aymrim. We've been learning about all of these kings that don't have a shear in Olam Haba. However, says the Gemara, Darshu Rishumas, Pashup Shad in the Gemara, Darshu Rishumas, are those that learn pshat in the pasuk, because the Gemara is not going to use a pasuk to prove that all of these kings that we've been discussing actually do have a share in Olam Haba. Another pshat that I saw from the Eretz Tzvi, from the Kozel Gavarov, he says Darshi Rishumas means the people who are able to know what's going on, Rishumas, what has an impression on the heart, that even though these people that we've been learning actually perhaps did things that aren't so great, but in the depths, in the Rishumis, in the depths of the heart, they were really tzaddikim, and that's why ultimately they will have a share in Olam Haba. Furthermore, the Ben Yoyada asks, so how do we understand our Mishnah? It says, our Mishnah clearly says that they don't have a share in Olam Haba, and now we're saying that they do. So explains the Ben Yoyada that exactly that's what happened. The Mishnah listed that they don't have a share in Olam Haba. And our Gemara explained why. That embarrassment, that bezoyin, brought them a kapara that ultimately they should have a share in Olam Haba. Darsha Shurmas Hayamrim, Kulam Bayan Alam Haba. All the people we've been discussing will have a Shin Alam Haba. Shnema, Li Gila Vali Menasha, Ephraim Maz Roshi, Yehuda Mechaikiki, we're going to explain everything. Maiv Sirachzi, El Edoim Ashlech Nali, Eli Pashas Isroyai. Pasuk in Tehillim. Explains the Gemara. Liman Gilad Ze Achav. Refers to Achav. Shnofal Baramas Gilad, who died in Ramas Gilad. Menashe means Kemashmai. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though all the other people's names are not mentioned explicitly, Menashe's name is mentioned explicitly, as we learned earlier in the Gemara. Menashe himself did tshuva, so it's obvious that he deserves a shir in Olam Haba. The other people didn't do tshuva, so the Pasuk doesn't want to say explicitly that they get a shir in Olam Haba. Ephraim, Mariz Roshi, say Ravam, refers to Ravam, the Ka'asim Ephraim. Yehuda Mechaikiki, Zachi Teufel, the Ka'asim Yehuda. As we will learn, Achi Teufel was a contemporary of David HaMelech, he lived in the same time as David HaMelech, and he was the one that actually advised Avshalom to revolt against his father, David. Maiv Tzirachzi, Zagachzi, Shalakal Ichse Rechitza. We're going to learn more at length on Daf Kuv Zayin. Gechzi, there was a general from Aram whose name was Naaman. Naaman was afflicted with Saras. And he went to the Navi Elisha, and the Navi Elisha told him to bathe in the Yarden River, and he was healed. He then approached Elisha and wanted to give him gifts. He did for him such a wonderful thing. And Elisha refused. Gechzi, who was Elisha's Talmud, wanted to give me the gifts. And at that point, he was afflicted with that saras, and Elisha recognized the reason was because he took those gifts. So it all started, Alech Se Rechitza, that with Naaman going to the Yarden River to bathe. Al Edom Eshlech Nali, Zadoig Edomi. It refers to Doig Edomi, who we also discussed the other day, was a person who was a contemporary in the time, was an assistant of Shaul. We spoke about the situation in Noiv Ir Kahanim, where Achimelech and the people of Noiv Ir Kahanim supplied David HaMelech with food, and then Doig reported this to Shaul, and that entire city was killed. Al lay precious Israeli, Amim lacha eshkaras lufnekres baruchu. Ribbono shloim, Im Yavid David Sharag is a Plishti. Im David, who was the one that killed the Plishti, killed Goliath. For Harish es benecha, Gas, and he killed the people of Gas. Ma talasaloi. In other words, if David HaMelech will come to you with a complaint, how are you letting Doig into Olam Haba that he did such a terrible thing? How will you respond to David? So Mefarshim ask, if the point here is to speak that David will have a complaint, why does the Pasuk have to mention the episode where David HaMelech killed Goliath? Answer the Mefarshim, that where did it come that Doig should have such an animosity to David? The animosity came from the fact that Doig were jealous of David. From what? From the episode in with the Plishtim. That brought about that animosity, and from there, they became enemies. Amlam alai lasus reim zelazeh. It's my job to make peace between them. And the Mefarshim explain, if somebody doesn't aver ben adam l'makom, so you can't necessarily make peace. But if a person does aver between ben adam l'chaveroi, that's something that could be reconciled. Maduva continues the pasuk. Madua shoveva amazeh Yushalayim shuva nitzachas Amrav Huva Amrav shuva nitzachas Hashiva Knesset Yisrael and Navi. Knesset Yisrael said a very powerful argument to the Navi. Amram Neveli Yisrael, because the Gemara reports their dialogue. The Navi tells Yisrael chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva, because he says to them avaseichem shechatu. Your forefathers who did Averis, Hechenheim, look what happened to them. Omelahem. So Klai Yisrael says back to the Navi, the Neviachim Shloi Chatu, and the people who didn't do Averis, the Neviim, Hechenheim, they also aren't here anymore. Shinemar, Avasecha Ayahim, the Neviim Hala Oilam Yechu, Omelahem. So the Navi responds, Chizru Vahoidu, Shnema ach dvarai v'chukai shetzivisi es avdi anavim. So Mepharshim asked Avi's question. The pasuk says, the Gemara says that klaisa are tshuvas nitzachas. The tshuva nitzachas means that a winning argument. They didn't have a winning argument, so why is it called a tshuva nitzachas? So Mashah says it's called a tshuva nitzachas because they thought they had a winning argument. But other Mepharshim explained the Gemara very beautifully. They explain the dialogue between Klal Yisrael and the Navi as follows. They say that the Navi says to Klal Yisrael, do tshuva. And they say, because look what happened to your forefathers. So that Klal Yisrael says, yeah, but look what happened to the Nevi'im. So the Navi says back to Klal Yisrael, yes, the Nevi'im died, but they died as tzaddikim. And so did your forefathers. That even though they did averus, they did tshuva. And therefore, it's incumbent on you also to do tshuva. Amalehem, shenema ach dvarai v'chukai shetzivisis avdi nevi'im. Shmuel says, bo asor b'dei adam, 10 people came, v'yosh l'fonim tzan in front of Yecheskel. Why 10 people? It should have more publicity. And Yecheskel tells them, amalehem chizu b'tshuva, do tshuva. Amalehem, so Klai Yisrael responds to Yecheskel, Eved, Shemacher Rabbi, a slave who was sold by his owner, V'isha Shagir Shabala, and a woman who was divorced by a husband, Klum Yesh Zel, Zeklum, do they have any claims on each other? Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Navi, so Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the Navi, Lech Emolehem, go tell them, Eza Sefer Krisis Imcha Asher Shalachtem, where is there a divorce? O mi min noishai Asher Mescharten Meshalai, who do I owe money to that you could say that since I couldn't pay up my debt, I gave Klai Yisrael to him? Hein, bevenaseichem nemchartem. It's only because of your sins that you've been sold, uvishichachem, because you've sinned, shilchemchem. Vainadam reshlokish, maidiksiv, there's a difficult pasuk. The pasuk says, dovet avdi, and the pasuk calls Nebuchadnezzar avdi. And the question is obvious. Do we give Nebuchadnezzar the Russia the same title that we give to David? Rather, explains the Gemara what the pasuk means to say. Is Golav Yidul Fnei Mishvah V'Haya Olam. She Sidni Yisrael Loima Kach. That they will say so. L'fikach Higdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Kari Avdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Nebuchadnezzar his servant because Eved Shekana Nechassim, if a servant buys something, we know Eved Lami Nechassim Lami. And therefore, even if they are slaves of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar is the slave of Hashem, and therefore we always remain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Va'ha'ola al ruchachem, ha'yolaisia, asha ta'amrim niyakigoyim, kemishbechoy ta'aretz, l'sheres eitz oven." Did you want to say we'd be like the nations of the world to be able to worship wood and stone? Chayani numa Hashem alakim. I will make you serve me. And as Mepharshim say, so what is it? Avodah Zarah is also to Goyim also, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. Yes, we don't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking such a position. It's only because of our special relationship with Hashem does Hashem demand of us that we Chas V'Shalom should never worship Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Ki'ai Rizcha, Lirsach Rachman Alon. We could accept that Kadosh Baruch Hu getting angry at us this way as long as Lefrakunin he saves us. So it's so beautiful pshat. We know, we've said this halacha many times. There's halacha of Hashavas Aveda, that if you find something, you have to return it to its owner. However, the Torah also uses the words, ve'isalamta mehem, pam mishata misalam. Sometimes, you don't have to return it. When is that? We've learned, zokin ve'ena lefi kvoidai. If somebody loses something and it's not to his covet, then you don't have to, then he doesn't have to give it back. However, the halacha is, that let's say the zakin started returning it. The zakin, the Gemara uses, he kisha b'mako, gave it slapped it with a stick, then he has no longer a dispensation that he doesn't have to give it back. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's Peshat in our Gemara. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be considered a zakav enel fik foidai if he doesn't want to save us. But once he was a kish of a makel, he was the one that put us into galus, he can't stop in the middle. And he now has the obligation, lefrakonan, to bring us to Yeshua, the Meher B'Yameinu. The Yisrael, the Pasuk says, the Yisrael, the Mishpat, the Kav, Yeranu, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Lahem Navi Yisrael. The Navi tells Klai Yisrael, Chizr b'tshuva, do tshuva. Amar Lahem, and they respond, Ein anu yichaylim, we can't. Yetzahar is shayla banim, because the Yetzahar is over us. Amar Lahem Yisru Yitzreichem. Take over your Yetzahara. Amar Lahem Kiv Yirenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should teach us how. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Abba Hejaitis, there were four Hejaitis that don't have a Shir in Olam Haba. Bilam v'doig achetayfa v'gechsi. Bilam, why is it called Bilam? B'loy Am. Mepharshim give a number explanation what does B'loy Am mean. One shot is, as we'll see, he won't be together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael has a share in Olam Haba. He will not have a share in Olam Haba. Another pshat that I saw is, it's very interesting. Typically, in Tanakh, when a goy is mentioned, the pasuk mentions from where he is, which nation he's from. The pasuk never mentions which nation Bilam is from. Interesting. A third pshat that I saw, a little more Kabbalistic, that Rizal says that during the first years that Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, there were Jews that assimilated and integrated with the Mitzrayim and fell away from Klal Yisrael. And they obviously were not the people that went out of Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael. They completely got lost from Klal Yisrael. And Bilam was B'loy Am. He was from those people. Davacha Bilam, Shebola Am, that he caused the nation of Klal Yisrael to do Aveira. Bein Ba'or, Shebol Be'ir. As we're going to learn, he had relations with an animal. Tana, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, who Ba'or, who Kushin Rishisayim, who Lovin Haraami. Ba'or, why is he called Ba'or? Shebol Be'ir, he had relations with his animal. Kushin Rishisayim, David Shtei Rishoyis B'Yisrael, Achs B'Meyakov, he was Lovin, that caused Klal Yisrael problems in the time of Yaakov. V'achas, and as the pasuk says, he caused Klal Yisrael problems b'mei shvoita shavtim. Uma shmoi, lovin harami shmoi. So the svarim say, based on this Gemara, and again, it's not something that I really am able to speak at in any serious way, is that this is one of the Gemara that's a raya, that there's a concept of Gilgul Neshamas, that Neshamas come back to the world. Why? Because this Gemara has this person living from the time of lovin through the time of the Shoftim, which is hundreds and hundreds of years. It's inconceivable that one person lived all this time. It must be that it was a Gilgal Neshama of the same Neshama. Ben Ba'ar, on one pasuk it says, Ben Ba'ar, that he was the son of Ba'ar. Yet on the other pasuk, asks the Gemara, it says, Benoi Ba'ar, answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Aviv Benoi Huloi B'Nevias. That even though Ba'ar was his father, when it come to Nevias, but his father was like a son to him, was a lesser madrega of Nevi'is. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah, by indicating that Bilam is the individual, is the guy that doesn't have Olam Haba, is an indication. Bilam, who the loy osel alma de asi, that Bilam is the one that doesn't have Olam Haba. Hachrina, some other goyim, asi will have Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Mani, whose opinion does this represent? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shuhi. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Shua. The Tanya. It says in the Braisa, Rabbi Lazar Oim, it says in the Pasuk, Yeshuva Rishoyim Lishoyla, the Rishoyim will go to Gehenim, Kol Goyim Shechelikim, all the Goyim who don't know God. Explains the Gemara, Yeshuva Rishoyim Lishoyla, Ela Pashi Yisrael, refers to the Pashi Yisrael, Kol Goyim Shechelikim, Ela Pashi Avdi Kachavim Divir Rabbi Lazar. According to Belezer, actually the original Gersa, the Farshim said, takes out the word Pashay. Elav the Kachavim. According to Belezer, all Goyim don't have a Shir in Olam Haba. They all go to Gehenim. Amar Rishua v'chinem k'bechol ha-Goyim. Does it take all Goyim? He says, v'loy nema el kol Goyim shechelikim. Only the Goyim that don't know God. Rather, therefore explains Rabbi Shua the Pshat in the Pasuk, el Yeshuv Rishoyim l'shoyla maninu, which Goyim? Kol Goyim shechelikim. Only the Goyim that don't follow God. So according to this Gemara, Goyim, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shua, apparently the opinion of our Mishnah, Goyim have a share in Olam Haba. And therefore I saw an incredible psak from the Zakan Aaron. He says, let's say we have a situation where somebody was Megayim, he converted, and his father didn't convert, it wasn't a ger, he could still say Kaddish. He could say Kaddish for his father, a Goy. Why? Because a guy can have Olam Haba. and as we discussed in our previous year, by his son saying Kaddish, he brings his father to Olam Haba. So even you could say Kaddish in a Goyish father. Interesting psak. So then I saw the Ragged Shover, in the Tzofnes Paneach, makes an interesting point, says an interesting pshat. He says, we almost forgot, but we started this parak, all Jews have a share in Olam Haba. So according to the Gemara we're learning now, so do Goyim. So what's the difference between Klal Yisrael and Akum? So he says a very nice pshat. He says, no, we've learned many times the concept of a kinyan, that when you acquire something, you have to do an act, a ma'aseh kinyan, that it should become yours. However, the halacha is, that let's say you have an item or a property that's owned by two partners, and one partner is selling out his share to the other partner, then a kinyan is not required. And the reason is very obvious, because he's already a bal bas here anyway, says the Ragged Shover. That's the difference between a Jew share in Olam Haba versus an Akum share in Olam Haba. A Jew share in Olam Haba is like the share of Shutfim. We already own it. It comes to us very easy. A guy gets Olam Haba, but he has to work much harder to get it. And so to the Bilam say, Omar, he said, Thomas Nafshi Moshe Shorim. Im Thomas Nafshi Moshe Shorim Tiach Risa Kamayu. Posh Pshat is, if I will have a natural death, then I will have a share in Olam Haba. V'mlav, Hinenei Hoylech L'Ami, I will not have a share in Olam Haba. Others explain what he said was, if I die having done tshuva, I'll have a share in Olam Haba, if not, not. Continues the Pasuk saying, in the Parasha Bilam, V'yelcho Zikni Moiv V'Zikni Midyan. Tanya, says the Brisa, Midyan and Moiv, Loi Hoylem Sholem Olam. They never could get along. Marshall, however, how do we understand what happened here? L'shnei klav m'shoi ba'eder. There are two dogs in a flock, two watchdogs. And they constantly barked at each other. They couldn't get along. Ba'zev al echad. And a wolf attacked one of them. Amma ha'echad. So the other one said, im eini oizra hayoy, if I don't help this dog today, hayog oisei, he'll kill him. L'machar ba'alai, the next day wolf will kill me. Ha'ochu shnei v'harko azav. All of a sudden, they joined up to fight the wolf. So too, even though Moav and Midian never got along, they joined together against Klal Yisrael. Amar Papa Hayne Damri Inchi Kekushta V'Shunra, a mouse and a cat of it. Halula Mivsrabet Bishgada. They got, even though we know cat and mouse don't get together, they got together to strip a person to eat his fat. V'yosh, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yosh v'shari marav imbila. Ask the Gemara, v'shari midyan l'heichel azul. What happened to Midyan? Answers the Gemara, Amma. It says the Gemara, Kivin, damalahu. Once Bilam told him, lina l'poy alayla, stay over tonight, v'shivayse eschem dover, and then I'll be able to respond. Amru, they said, klum yesh av shesoynes benoy. If he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's consent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never consent to curse Klal Yisrael. Amram Nachman, chutzpa afil klap ishmai mahani. Person who's a mechutzif, even against Hashem, it has a power. Because, let's look at the Pasuk, he says. Mikaraksiv, originally the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bilam, leiseilechimam, don't join them. Ksiv, ksiv, kelm leich itam. When Bilam insisted, why? Mefarshim explained, because b'derech shadim roitz leilech, melichan isoi. And if Bilam insisted on doing the Aveira, they allowed him. Amr of Sheshes, so says of Sheshes, chutzpah, somebody who has chutzpah, malchus b'loy tagihi. It's like a king, but without a crown. But he shows a lot of audacity. The ksiv, the pasuk says, v'anoich ha'yoyim, Dovid HaMelech says, rach u'mishuach melech, v'anosh ma'ele b'nei tzurim, kosh m'meni. Here the story goes, that we know that Avner was the general of Shaul. But then Avner made peace with David. But Joyev, who was David's general, killed Avner, because Avner had killed his brother Ashal. And there was a protest. Here this person came to make peace with you, and now he was killed by your general. But David Melch said, as much as I agree that it was the wrong thing, I can't do anything against Yoav, because they're strong people, and I can't beat them. Amar Yochanan, Bilam chiga beragla achasoya. Bilam limped on one foot. Shnem v'yelech shafi. Shimshayim, Bishtei Raglev. Shimshon limped on both feet. Shinema shfifen ali oirech hanoshech ikvesos. He slithered on the ground like a snake. Like the Farshim say, we see here the strength of Shimshon. He was lame on two legs, and yet we know how strong he was. Bilam, Sum ba'achs me'enav haya. He was blind in one eye. Shnemar, Shesum ha'ayin. So there's a fantastic word from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says as follows. He says, we all know, Rashi says it in Chumash, that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu designate Bilam to be a Navi? Shloyoyimru Umas Olam, that the Umas Olam shouldn't say that Klal Yisrael had Nevi'im, and we didn't have Nevi'im. If we would have had Nevi'im, we would have also done the right thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them a Navi, Bilam, and look as we're learning now, Gemara, look who he was, and look what he brought to them. But that is a problem. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Shechina on an individual who's so tame? The Shechina, the Kedusha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the one eye should be blind. So he couldn't do anything wrong with that eye. And that's where the Shechina was. Kaisim HaMasa HaYa. He did Kishif with his male organ. Ksiv HaKa Neufel Gluyanayim. Ksiv Hasam in the Megillah. Vehinei Hama Neufel Amita. Where they were accusing him of raping Esther. Itma Mazutra Oima. Kaisim HaMasa HaYa. He did Kishif with his Oma. Ma'abarei Devim Oma. Shabu'al HaSoymai. He had relations with his donkey. Man nam kaisa ba masa hayo kada moron, like we just brought the raya. O man da amabala soina hayo, ksiv ha kara shachav, the ksiv hasam, bein regler kara nafal shachav. What is this pasuk? This is a pasuk regarding Yael. Remember the story with Sisroi, the terrible general who attacked us? Yael brought him to her tent, gave him food that intoxicated him, and then had relations with him, so he was completely exhausted, and then she killed him. So we see the word karanafal is used to having relations. The Yedei Das Elyon. The pasuk says regarding Bilam that it was a Yedei Das Elyon. Ask the Gemara. Hashadas behem talayav yoda. He didn't know how to respond to his animal. Yedei Das Elyon. Says the Gemara. My Das behem to. What does it mean that he didn't know how to respond to his animal? Damrile. They asked him. My tamale rechaft susya. Why don't you ride on a horse? Why do you ride on a donkey? So the Mefarshim asked, why is this a question? We find that Avraham Avinu also rode on a donkey. So Mefarshim explained, here we see that Bilam was such a rush to go curse Klal Yisrael. So they asked him, if you're such a rush, you should take a horse, not a donkey. So he says, Amalei Shaddai Liberativa. It's in the garage. Amalei Halaya Noche Sancha. My horse is in the garage. He says, that's not true. I'm your donkey. So he says, Latina Balma, I only use you for schlepping. So he says, Ashach Shraftalai. No, you use me to ride on. So he said, Akroi Balma, I only use you occasionally. So the donkey says back, not true. Moitcha ada yomazer, always. Veloy oid, shani oisa, loch mais ish belailas, you have relations with me. Ksiv hocha haskin iskanti, that's what the donkey said. Ksiv hosam v'tilo sechenes, when they took the Shunamis for David HaMelech when he got older. It says the Gemara, Elamai v'yidei das elyon, sheyidei l'chavan oisa shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu koizba. He knew the exact moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. V'hanen d'komelo Novi Yisrael, and that's what the Novi says to Klai Yisrael. Ami, my nation, z'chon amayot melech boelk melech boev. Remember what Balak wanted to do. I'm going to sheet him at a go. Leman das sitkas Hashem. You should recognize the tzedak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us. What does it mean, Leman das sitkas Hashem? Unlike HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Do no kam tzedakas asisi amechem. Remember all the great good I did for you. Shalai ka'asti kol oysen hayomim. They didn't get angry all those days. B'mei bilim harasha. Shal mali kasti kol oysen hayomim. Had I gotten angry during those times, when the Shtaim is the name of Yisrael, Sarah the poet, there would be no remnant of Klal Yisrael. And Hanan the Kamalei Bilam LeBalak. And that's what Bilam said to Balak. Me'ekoiv LeKavei Kael. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to let me curse, I can't. Kael Zoyim B'Kal Yoyim. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. The Kama Zamai. And how long does that take? Rega, for a second. Shnema, Kerega B'Apoi, Chaim B'Tsoinai. Ibai Seim, another Raya. That it's only for rega, because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Leich ami ba bechadurecha, v'sod delasecha ba'adecha." Go into your room and close the door. Chavi kamat rega. Wait for a second. Ad yaver zan. Ask the Gemara, "Amos rosach, when is that moment, betlasha kamaisa, during the first 3 hours of the day, ki chivra karvasa the tana gaisa, when the piece on top of the rooster's head gets pale. Ask the Gemara, koshat v'shata nami chavra, it's always happening. Answer the Gemara, koshat v'shata ispe srika sumki, all day long it has white, it has red streaks in it. Hahishata, the moment Hashem gets angry, less by Saruki Sumki. It doesn't have any red streaks. Says the Gemara. Hahu mina da v'shivush da v'shub ben Levi. There was Apikiris that lived in the neighborhood of v'shub ben Levi. That would come at Sarle. That used to bother him. Yoim chad, one day, nokatar ganosai, he took the rooster, v'osle b'kare, and he tied it to his bed, v'osif, and he said, I'm going to pay attention, kimat ahushata, when the moment comes that it turns white, altaye. That's when I'm going to curse this apikiris and get him off my back. Kimata hushata, when that time came, nimnei, he fell asleep. Omar, he said, shma menina lav arachara. It's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do this. The ksiv, gam oynish l'tzadik le'tayv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a tzadik to cause somebody to get punished. Afila b'mina loy boy loy l'meima. Even by Abikars, we shouldn't curse. So Taisus Masechta Brachos asks, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gets angry for a rega, for a second, what could Abilam said in that second? So one Taras Taisus says, he could have said the word Kalim. I, Kalim to whom? He has to say who, not really takes more. So my first should say two Terutzim. One is that if you're Mispalo, or here just the opposite, for somebody else, you don't have to say for who. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who you're thinking about. Or he would have been looking at them. And looking at them, it's obvious that he means them. Another teretz that Taisus says there is that when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a second, it means that if you begin cursing that person during that second, that even if you continue the speech, since you began during that rega, the curse will be effective. Says the Gemara, Tanu Mishmei Rameya, B'shoa Shacham Zerechas, when the sun starts to shine, they take the crowns and they bow down to the sun. Miyat kais HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. So first we say why specifically the Avodah Zorah of the sun versus every other Avodah Zorah. So first we say a beautiful pshat. The Gemara says Masechta Avodah Zorah that they asked Hashem if Avodah Zorah is such a horrible avera as we've been learning. So why doesn't he destroy the Avodah Zorah? So Hashem, we'll learn the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zorah. So Hashem responds, because I need the world to be able to exist, and you need the sun. And let them do their foolishness. So that's why the Gemara here picks specifically the Avodah Zorah of the sun, because it's the example of an Avodah Zorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't destroy. V'yakim bilim b'baikir, v'yakim v'shischim na'irai, tanim shim rav shimim ben alazar, avahavim atel shura, shal gedoyla ma'avram. Love stop you even from doing what you normally wouldn't do. The Ksiba, because the Pasuk says, Yashkem Avram a biker, and Avram, two pshat, and one pshat is that Avram himself got up in the morning and took care of the donkey that he went to do the Akedah. Another pshat is usually Avram Avinu didn't get up that early. But that morning he got up early because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to go. And on the other hand, we find just the opposite by Bilam. That Sinema Vatalos Shura Shal Gedula, by Bilam, Shenemar, V'yokim Bilam a biker, V'yakvah Shesunayinam. Amar Rav, Yehuda Marav, Lo'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah of Mitzvah, Shalai L'Shma, a person should do even Mitzvah Shalai L'Shma, Shemitai Shalai L'Shma Ba'al L'Shma, Shebeschar, Aboim V'Shtayim Kabonis, because of the 42 Kabonis, Shir Kabolik, the Balak brought, even though his intention wasn't so honorable, he wanted to use it to get Klai Yisrael into trouble, Zoch V'Yotzman Mena Rus. Amar Rav Yaisi, Barhuna, Rus, Bitoi, Shal Eglon, she was a daughter of Eglon, Ben Benai Shem Balak Melech Haisa. So this Gemara, Metach Shalai L'Shma Bal L'Shma, first of all, Mefarshim explained that it's only when the person is doing Metach Shalai L'Shma for COVID. But let's say the person is doing it L'Kanter, Meshtach Shalai L'Shma, when he wants to do it just to shepherd, to start up with other people, then we don't say the rule of Metach Shalai L'Shma Bal L'Shma. Furthermore, there's machloikis hapoiskim. And when we say mitach shloi l'shma, ba l'shma, a person learns tarim shloi l'shma Baal Shema, do we also say that about a person who's not observant? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if somebody is not personally observant and just learns Torah, and we don't say Shematach Shalai Lishma Baal Shema. There are others that disagree. Furthermore, I saw an interesting tshuva for the Chassam Sofer. Not everybody agrees with this. Shematach Shalai Lishma Baal Shema, he says, that's when it comes to learning. But let's say somebody writes a sefer, Chassam Sofer says, and his intent is not honorable, just wants it because this is a way of getting covered, then we don't say, there's no rule of, then we know that really Torah Shebaal Peh should not have been recorded. Only because Eis Lasis Lashem, Hefer Teresecha. But when do we apply Eis Lasis Lashem, Hefer Teresecha? Only by somebody whose intent is an honorable intent. But if his intent in writing the sefer is for covet, for honor, or ulterior motives, we don't say Mitach Shalai Lishma Baal Shema. That's one of the reasons that some sefer says people have to think twice before they print the sefer. There are a lot of people that disagree with the Chassam Sofer on that. Another interesting vart from the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer says in the Agdoma to Egli Tal, says the Rambam paskins mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You have to have kavana before you do a mitzvah. The same Rambam says by matzah you don't have to have kavana. You eat matzah, you make the mitzvah. Why? So most mafarshim explain the opinion of the Rambam because the fact that I eat the matzah and I enjoy eating the matzah, that's as good as having kavana. So he says the same as by Torah. Learning Torah is an enjoyable exercise, so it's like matzah, and even if you don't have kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah, you mekayim mitzvah talmud Torah even without kavana. Shematach shloi l'shma bo l'shma. So there are a lot of pshat. One pshat is that shematach shloi l'shma, if you'll spend time learning this posh pshat, ultimately you'll come to the point of l'shma. Another pshat, shematach shloi l'shma bo l'shma, is that a person, even if he learned l'shma today, but we constantly are supposed to be growing. Shematach shalai l'shma, ba'al l'shma, tomorrow's learning will be better than yesterday's learning. And we're constantly growing in our learning. Another pshat that I saw in Shematach shalai l'shma, ba'al l'shma is as follows. A very nice mashal. Let's say you have a person who walks on a tightrope, gets paid to walk on a tightrope in a circus. So his intent is to get paid to walk on a tightrope. But when he's walking on the tightrope, he's not thinking about his salary. He's thinking about, I shouldn't fall. The same thing. It could well be that when a person starts to learn, his intention isn't that honorable. He's doing it for covet. He's doing it for other reasons. But once he gets involved in the Yam HaTalmud, so then getting involved in the learning will cause him to have the right kavana. The Nefesh HaChaim uses a similar approach. He says it's impossible that a person should sit down and learn by a Gemara for a while and then not come to learning, to not at least have a moment of Lishma. Tumo pshatim, Mishatach Shalai Lishma Baal Shema, there are many pshatim. The Gemara, the Pasuk says, Oirich Yomim B'yiminoi, B'smoiloi, Oishu V'chovid. L'ma minim boy, those that learn Torah Lishma will have Oirich Yomim, L'masmilimbo will have Oishu V'chovid. Shematach Shalai Lishma. A person learns Torah Shalai Lishma. So what does he get for learning Torah Shalai Lishma? He gets Oishu V'chovid. Once he has the Oishiva covered, so he's not going to learn anymore for the Oishiva covered. He, Baruch Hashem, has it already. So now he can learn Lishma. The last pshat, beautiful pshat, that I saw from the Majid Tzareba. He says like this. He says, sometimes a person is learning Torah, and he indeed is learning Torah Shalai Lishma. But when I see this person learning, I don't know what's going on in his head. I just see a person learning Torah Gishmak. And it has a profound influence on me that I learn. And I learn Lishma. So mitar shalai lishma, from your Torah that you indeed learned shalai lishma, ba'al lishma, you can influence somebody else and have an effect on somebody else that he will learn lishma. Says the Gemara further. Amar Yisrael Huna, Rus, Bita Shalaglam, Bebenash, Bel, Isa. Amla Ravla Rav Mamari, Ksiv, Yitav Elakim, Hashem, Shalima, V'shmecha, V'yigdalas kisa mikisecha. Hashem says to David HaMelech that Shlomo HaMelech will even be greater than you. Ask the Gemara, Orich Ara l'memrele l'malka hachi. Is this the right way? Is this appropriate to tell the king that the next king will even be greater than you? Amale, me'en kamrele. He didn't mean that he'll be greater than you. He'll be in your realm. Again, the pasuk says, "Tavarach Menashim Yael." We spoke about Yael earlier in the shir. Eishes Chavra Keni Menashim Ba'Oil Tavarach. So now, first, ask the Gemara: Menashim Ba'Oil Maninu. When we speak about women of the tent, who are the women of the tent? Sara, Rivka, Rachav, Aleya. Ask the Gemara: is it appropriate to say that Yael was greater than our Moth? El Me'en Kamar. Hachnami Me'en Kamar. However, says the Gemara, this explanation is in dispute with the pligid Rabbi Yosef Bar Chayna. Don Rabbi Yosef Bar Chayna, b'kol adam miskana, a person is jealous of everybody, chutz b'benoi b'talmidai, except for his son and his Talmud. B'noi v'shloimai. B'talmidai, ibayis eima, because the pasuk says that Hashem said to Elisha, v'hino p'nei shnei b'ruchacho alai, that your Talmud, Elisha, will be double what you are, Eliyahu. Ibayis eima v'yismach es yoda olav v'tzaveyu Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. So firstly, I saw from the Tzemach Tzedek, and I actually saw it from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's only that a father is not jealous of the son after the father is going not to be in the world. But a father and a son could have a difficult relationship when they're both in the world. Why was David not jealous of Shlomo? Because David was going to die, and Shlomo was going to take him over. Others say, not like that. A father is always happy for his son. Another question, if the Gemara first quotes the pasuk by Elisha, and then the Gemara quotes the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shouldn't it be just the opposite? Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Torah. Elisha is a Navi. So the first answer, Moshe Rabbeinu we know is the honor Mikol Adam. So that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't jealous of Yeshua is part of his personality. But by Elisha we find that he asked Eliyahu, V'hino p'nei shnayim beruchach alai, that I should be double as great as you. And he wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet Eliyahu said it's fine. Says the Rav Yosef David b'fi Bilam, Rav Elazar b'malach. It was a malach. Why? What does it mean a malach? Because you know, from every word that we say, we create a malach, and this malach controlled Bilam. Rav Yonasan amachaka. He put like a hook in his mouth to make sure what he said. I'm Rav Yochanan. B'chasa shloys rasha ata loymen ma'hayu b'libay. We could understand what he thought. Bikish loymen shloyel and bati k'nesiris and bati medrasha. They have not have shoes. Says the Gemara. That the kingdom should not go further. So he said, "Kiganas alinor." They shouldn't go off a pleasant smell. They shouldn't have imposing kings. So why is it important to have a melech ben melech? So Ben Yoyada says a beautiful pshat. Because if a king knows that his son won't be his successor, he doesn't really care about the country. Because it's not staying. If his son will be his successor, he'll care more about the country.
They
should be strong. Everything he said ultimately did become a klala. All the klalas came fulfilled, besides which one? The one of Matayva Alecha Yaakov. And that's how we begin our day, every day when we staven, Matayva Alecha Yaakov. Why does that begin? Why do we begin our day with Matayva Alecha Yaakov? Because, explained the Mefarshim, if we don't have Liman HaTorah, Hakol Kol Yaakov, if we have Klal Yisrael learning Torah, then the Yedai Esav cannot prevail of us. And that's why that is the bracha that has to remain with us, that we should always have the schus of learning Torah, and like that we will always be able to be successful.